Time to have a look at the meeting in Burnie on Friday night here on From the Stables. A seven-event card that gets underway at 5:32 p.m. It'll be the first meeting in the state that will be crowd-free. If you're not a race day personnel or a licensed participant, you will not be allowed entry into the course. One person who will be there is Troy McDonald. He's got to drive in every race on the card. How are you going, Troy?
Yeah, good, thanks, Doug. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's get straight into it. Race one, you've got the drive on It's a Dance Off, who's having his second start since joining the Ben Yole stable, and it's got a tricky second row draw to overcome here.
Yeah, first time the stand for him. He raced here last week, and I thought he raced really good. And in this field, he'd look in that race just as long as we step away okay.
Race two, you drive Tarleton Riley, a winner 5 starts ago. He can be a little bit hit and miss from the tapes, and he outran in Hobart in the race run by Resurgent Storm last week.
Yeah, I thought his last two, he sort of seems like he's dropped away a little bit from how he was going a couple of starts ago. He was really flying, and stands that not too much of a worry for him, but it is a decent field. A couple of them ones off 30, Blackbird and Murray, they look hard to beat if they step in that race.
Race number three, where we already scratch the emergency Blackbird Power. You drive Arda Flash, a Devonport winner 3 starts back, and there's another one that comes out of the Resurgent Storm race last week.
Yeah, he's won around here before and can fly away or he can miss away, so hopefully he's on his best behaviour and, you know, he'd be in that race, even Phil.
Race four is the feature race on the program, the Northwest Tasmanian Light Harness Association Mayor's Feature. Well, you take the drive here on Heidi Go Seek. She's got a win at the Burnie track to her credit. That comes up with barrier two here on the second line.
Yeah, we track out Mavis Merle there. She's normally pretty fast away, so hopefully we get a clean run through. And, you know, it's a group of mares there. There's probably not really a standout, so she'd have a hope there with the right run.
Race number five is a race for horses that are 4-year-old and older with no more than 2 lifetime wins selected by the lowest points. Your partner Sam trains Nick's Pick, who you get to drive here, draws the pole around Burnie under mobile start conditions. So no doubt you'll be trying to hold the lead.
Yeah, for sure. That'll be her go around here. We sort of had this race picked out for a while where it was drawn on rating, and we thought she'd draw the pole, and she has done. And yeah, I'd say she'd be the one to beat there from that draw. She flies out. She'll have no trouble holding the front, and, you know, as long as couple don't jump out of the ground. She's not the fastest horse, but she should do enough to hopefully hold them off at the end.
Over to race six, and you've got the drive here on Black Ops, who's probably just racing a bit below his best of late.
Yeah, he's a little bit at the moment, but again, there's no real standout in the field. Hopefully it's a race where he can return to form.
And one of the intriguing runners on the card is in the last race, Heavenly Wisdom from the Zeke Slater stable. Comes into barrier two for scratching of Hyde Park. It's had 16 starts for 3 placings. The most recent of those was at Junee on Australia Day.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it, but Zeke's team, he's got them all up and firing at the moment. So if this one can follow suit, it's, again, not a strong race. So not sure if it could cross the one gets out pretty good, and you'd think it would be the one to beat, but he'll be on speed and I'm sure Zeke will have him ready to go.
I see Zeke's only runner at the meeting, so he wouldn't be making a long trek up there for nothing, that's for sure. Your best winning chance, Troy, you sounded pretty keen on Nick's Pick.
Yeah, Nick's Pick, definitely my best chance.
Race 5, number 1, appreciate the insight into your drives in Burnie on Friday night. Trying to wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Duncan.